This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
There is no better ammunition for turkey hunting than tungsten shot. There's also no more expensive ammunition. Should you really be using it, though? On this episode, I'm going to equip you with information so that you can make the right decision for your hunting style. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanidis, and today we are talking about tungsten shot. Now, if you have watched any YouTube videos, television, read any articles in outdoor magazines, followed any pro hunter, anything, anywhere, you have been seeing tungsten shot for turkey hunting. And there's good reason for it. It is the best ammunition available to hunt turkeys with. It has the most effective ammunition. It's also the most expensive. And it is the most expensive by a lot. It's not just like, okay, 20 or 30% more than conventional ammunition. It is drastically more, several times more expensive. But what is the hype all about? And what do you need to know in order to figure out, should you be using it? And if so, at what point? Well, let's start with the basics. All right, tungsten shot, the reason that it is more effective than lead is because it is much denser than lead, significantly denser. All right, and what that means is that you can have smaller pellets of shot which still carry more terminal energy and have more penetration in the turkey than larger lead shot. And what people don't realize is that it's not just, okay, maybe it's 40% denser than steel. Actually, I think it's more than that. It's not double, but it's probably 50, 60% denser than steel. It doesn't just make it 50 or 60% better, because there is a cumulative effect that happens at range. Okay, so a denser pellet is one gonna have that much percentage more ballistic energy and penetration. However, what it'll also do is it'll lose velocity slower than a less dense pellet. So at the muzzle, tungsten shot is gonna be way more effective than lead shot because it's denser. At 40 yards, it's gonna be even more effective than the lead. It scales because the lead slows down faster due to its being less dense. So maybe they both start and leave the gun at 1200 feet per second. Maybe at whatever range you get to, I didn't look at the math on this, but at 40 yards, maybe the lead is going at 700 feet per second, but the tungsten is going 850. All right, maybe more than that. Because it has more density, wind resistance, and just cutting through the wind have less effect on it than the lead does. Now, there's an even bigger benefit here, and that is that you can use smaller pellets. So, for example, one of the most common pellet sizes for tungsten is number 9 shot. And for lead, people are often using number 6 shot, maybe number 4 or number 5 shot. Well, if you've got a 2-ounce load of tungsten versus a 2-ounce load of, say, number 5 shot, the tungsten number 9s is going to have almost double the pellets of the number 5 lead. All right, almost double the pellets. So you're throwing twice as many BBs into the air. You have double the pellets out there able to hit a turkey, able to hit a turkey in a vital area and knock that bird down immediately with a clean kill. All right, so you've got double the chance. Those number 9s, because they're smaller and a lot smaller, they actually are able to cut through the air with less wind resistance. All right, because they're denser and they're smaller, there's less surface area for the wind to act upon. And so a smaller pellet that is denser does even better at range. There's a sliding scale here. So tungsten gives you huge advantages. Now, the number 9 tungstens are going to penetrate deeper than the number 5 lead. Okay, the number 5 lead is much bigger than the tungsten pellets. But still, the little tiny itty-bitty, almost dust particle-looking number 9 tungsten pellets are going to penetrate deeper in the ballistics gel and the turkey than the number 5 lead. They're even going to penetrate deeper than number 4 lead. I've done the ballistics gel testing. In fact, you can head to the YouTube channel or head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, then click through there to YouTube or look up the videos on the turkey hunting category. I've got both episodes of the podcast and videos there. And you can see I did a test with Boss Tom, number 9, 18 GCC tungsten versus Winchester Longbeard, number 6s. All right. And the Boss Tom had almost double the pellets on the paper versus the Winchester Longbeard number 6s. Now, typically, number 6 is the smallest lead pellet that you would use for turkey hunting. But the Boss Tom number 9s still had double the pellets on the target versus the number 6 lead. Now, it also penetrated deeper. That same day, I also did a ballistics gel test with number 4s. Okay, number 4, Winchester Longbeard, copper-plated lead, which I believe at this point is the absolute best lead load on the market for turkey hunting. The Bosses, number 9s, still penetrated deeper in the ballistics gel than the number 4 lead shot. And number 4s are pretty big, pretty heavy-duty lead shot. That's usually the biggest shot used for turkey hunting. But still, these itty-bitty, teeny-weeny number 9s are penetrating deeper at 40 yards because it's tungsten. So, guys, the benefits are significant. Mathematically, they are massive. All right, that same day, I did a pattern test, and I tested 8 different turkey hunting ammunitions. Again, you can go to the YouTube channel, check out the video, look at the patterns. All the data's there. I tested 8 different turkey ammos, including the Boss Tom, Winchester Longbeard, Remington Nitro Turkey, Winchester Super X Turkey, Remington Nitro Magnum, and some others. Some that are labeled turkey loads, some that have the same specs as turkey loads, some are a little unconventional. And the tungsten drastically, ridiculously outperformed everything on the board. The Winchester Longbeard was the second place, and it wasn't even fair how much better the tungsten did than the Winchester Longbeard. Everything else that I tested paled in comparison. I mean, it was pitiful. A lot of these pellets had, a lot of these loads had 60 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 40 yards. 60 pellets in a 10-inch circle. Some had 40, some had 50, some had a little more. Whereas the Boss Tom had 300-ish pellets in a 10-inch circle at 40 yards. Now, some people say, well, you know, you just got to get them in closer. And if you can get them in closer, then anything will work. Yep, absolutely correct. At 20 yards, a target load, 2 3/4 inch of birdshot, 7.5 lead, will absolutely 100% kill a turkey perfectly every time, if you can get them to 20 yards. At 30 yards, pretty much any turkey ammo on the market is going to do a good job. At 40 yards, that's where things start to separate. That's where the good and the mediocre and the bad really start to show themselves in how effective they are. Beyond 40 yards, there are very few ammunitions that you should ever consider shooting at a turkey. All right, the Winchester Longbeard XRs, that's one of them. That one can push out a little further than 40 yards. But the Boss copper-plated tungsten number 9s, if you think, okay, 300 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 40 yards, well, that can absolutely go further. In fact, I'm planning on doing a long-range gel test just to see, you know, how much further can we really go. But, you know, you're talking significant more potential there to punch out absolutely to 50 yards, probably more. Some people have claimed 70, 80 yards. I think that's a bit extreme. I think you start to get pattern drop at that range. But you know what? We'll do a little bit of long-range testing at some point here and see what we can come up with. But the thing you got to keep in mind is that, okay, at 40 yards, 45 yards, which is good, safe, fair turkey hunting range, a lot of these other loads, they are giving you wide open patterns. Okay, yeah, you are going to hit the turkey. Are you going to hit it in the brain or spinal cord and be able to knock it down, or is it going to have a chance to get away? Just because you hit it doesn't mean it drops, doesn't mean it dies and you recover it. It'll probably die, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it. So when you use something like tungsten at traditional ranges, at regular ranges, your chances of instantly killing the bird are higher. And then the tungsten gives you additional range. Now, I still don't recommend anybody shoot further than 40 yards because I think that is the maximum ideal ethical range in order to know what you're shooting at, identify your target. But here's the thing. Most people are not excellent gauges of distance. And that is why I advocate for the 40-yard maximum. All right? I advocate for the 40-yard maximum because most people, myself included, in the heat of the moment, they're going to look at 50 yards and think it's 40. All right? That's just going to happen. 55 yards. You can think, yeah, that looks like 40. Your heart's racing. Your blood's pumping. Adrenaline is coursing through your veins. Gobbler's strutting, walking maybe from left to right. Looks like he's going to walk away. Yeah, that's definitely 40 yards. And you're taking shots that are way too long. Now, if you think 50 yards is fine, and you say, okay, well, we're going to practice at 50 yards, well, then you're going to start taking 60 and 65-yard shots. And you reach the ability, or you exceed the ability of your equipment to be able to do the job. So 40 yards is what I recommend. Everybody plan, train, and try not to take shots longer than that. But you have some buffer for when you misjudge that distance. But only if you're using certain ammunitions. All right, so I've given you guys the case for tungsten. All right, that's the case for. There's a case against. All right, the case against, number one, is the dollar sign. That Boss Tom 2 ounces, 3-inch, number 9 tungsten, 18 GCC density. Guys, that stuff is running $9 a shell. Federal Premium TSS, that's running $12 to $13 a shell these days. A lot of the other ones, Heavy Shot and some of the others that make a pure tungsten load, they're all in the $10 to $15 a shell range. Right now, as of this recording, Boss has the best deal going at $9 a shell, $45 for a box of five. That's the cheapest one I've found. Apex, a lot of others, they make really good loads. All right. If I wasn't going to shoot the Boss, I'd probably go with the Apex. But they're also in the $12 to $15 per load as of this recording. And as of this recording, you can't even buy them. They are sold out. So, you know, you're talking $9 to $15 a bullet. Okay. Now, I have to stop here. And I have to tell you something else before I forget about it. So we're going to put a peg there in the cost. That is the case against. Is the imposter tungsten. All right, you have to know this. You have to be aware of the imposter tungsten.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA Playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA Playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
So I was at the store recently, and I saw, God, man, I really don't even want to call the brand out because I hate saying anything against any brand. But I saw this brand selling a five-shot box of tungsten loads for $30. And I thought, huh, well, that sounds too good to be true. So I pick it up, start looking at it. So what they're selling is a tungsten blend of tungsten. And it's either mixed with steel or mixed with polymers, aka plastic. So they had two different pellets in the blend. They had number fives and number sixes. The number fives have a density of 10 something, which is actually less dense than lead. And then the number sixes had a density of slightly more than lead, like 12 something. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, what? It was an ounce and a half, not 2 ounces, but an ounce and a half of these light, not full, not solid tungsten blends, and the densities on them were just strange. I was sitting there, I was like, what is going on here? And then I realized, okay, these are like a duck hunting load. This is like a waterfowl load that they have put into a box with a picture of a turkey on it, and they're charging you whatever that comes out to be, $5-6 a shell. And I'm sitting here looking, and I'm like, why? And then I got home, and then a few days later, I saw somebody buy them and did a test on them. They did a pattern test and a full review on them, and I realized, okay, yeah, they're just a scam. That's all they're doing. They're giving you like a waterfowl load that's non-toxic, that's denser than steel, and their marketing's talking about denser than steel. And the patterns were junk. There was nothing about the pattern that would make me ever consider using it. The density was odd and terrible, and it was a scam. And I wish I could say that's the only one on the shelves, but, you know, a lot of the big companies, they make a tungsten shot that's 18 GCC density. Guys, if you haven't seen it, go to my YouTube channel. I did a video about the truth and lies of tungsten shot. This is both for waterfowl and duck hunters. Same content, same math. You need to look at that. It matters. You have to be aware of that. I've got charts and data and graphs. Check that out. But the short version here is lots of companies, they make a good tungsten load, TSS, 18 GCC, and then they make several that include tungsten. So there may be a tungsten plastic blend that's, you know, 12 GCC or 13 GCC. or it's a tungsten alloy blend that's 15 GCC, or they're mixing a few tungsten pellets with lead, or mixing a few tungsten pellets with steel, or whatever, and they're charging you way too much money for these cheap watered down loads. You've got to be aware of the imposters. Okay, if you're going to go turkey hunting, I don't care if you're a brand new hunter or if you've been doing this for 30 years, you want to use either 18 GCC pure tungsten shot, or you want to use something that is pure lead and that patterns good out of your gun. These hybrid loads, you're paying double and triple what you're paying for the lead, and you're getting performance that is often as good, sometimes less, sometimes just slightly better than lead, and it's just not worth it. It is not worth it. It's a marketing scam. Now, when we talk about pure tungsten, I think pure tungsten as an element is like 19.1 GCC, grams per cubic inch. When they use it for ammunition, they've got to mix it with other things because you got to have, it's got to be malleable. You've got to be able to shape it. It's got to have the right consistency. It's got to have the right sheen and polish to be aerodynamic and all that stuff. So the best tungsten shot on the market is 18 grams per cubic centimeters, 18 GCC. Now, Federal Premium, not long ago, they released TSS shot, tungsten super shot. And the word TSS in the world of shotgun shells has become sort of like, Kleenex and tissues. Okay, Kleenex is a brand, but people call whatever tissue it is, you know, that you're wiping your nose with, they call it a Kleenex, right? There's 1,000 different brands that make tissues and wipes, but Kleenex has become synonymous. People call all kind of different brands, they call it Kleenex, and they're referring to a tissue. That's what TSS has become. People say TSS to describe any 18 GCC tungsten load. And some are 18.1, some are 18.2, some are 18.3. It does not matter at all. If it's 18 or more, it's basically no difference. Don't be swayed by the one decimal point. That's useless. What does matter are things like copper plated and, you know, what kind of shot cup and wad and velocity and how much shot is in it. That's what matters. So, but people call everything TSS. So, you know, now some companies, they're not federal, but they will buy federal's TSS shot because of brand awareness. People know what TSS is, and they will put it in their shells, and they will say it's, you know, XYZ company TSS turkey loads. And they'll do the same thing with some waterfowl loads. But primarily, we're talking about turkey stuff. There's a lot more tungsten going on in turkey loads because it's cheaper because you don't shoot as many. So you can use the higher dollar stuff. But just because it's tungsten does not mean it's TSS. All right? So, for example, the Boss Toms that I've been testing and using and really liking, they are not TSS. Right, they're not buying shot from Federal and making their own Boss shotgun shells. They're making their own shot. They're making their own 18 GCC tungsten. Now, some people say, well, you know, I trust the TSS more because I'm just familiar with those three little letters and Federal. So to that, I would say, sure, Federal, they've got it. You know, they're making a good product there. But that's not the best tungsten shot on the market. It's not. Federal, they own the branding around tungsten shot, but they're not making the best tungsten shot. And actually, in my opinion, Boss is making a better tungsten shot than Federal because Federal's tungsten shot is not copper plated, and Boss's tungsten shot is copper plated. So you've got copper plated tungsten. And guys, if you haven't seen it, also go to my YouTube channel. I've did an entire video on copper plated shot, zinc shot, What does it mean? What does it matter? Is it helpful? What's the science on it? Why are they doing it? What are the actual benefits? I break it all down, real data. I talk to owners of manufacturing companies that make ammunition and copper-plated shot and others. And, you know, did a bunch of research, a lot of math, put this together for you. Head to the YouTube channel. You need to watch that video if you haven't seen it. But the bottom line is copper-plated shot is better. All right, it's not 1,000% better, but it is significantly better than non-plated shot. So you've got people like Boss. They're making their own tungsten shot, 18 GCC, but they're copper plating it and getting slightly more performance. So, you know, you can go with the brand TSS, and there's lots of other companies out there making their own 18 GCC tungsten shot. So don't think just because TSS isn't on the box that it's not the real thing. You need to look at the density. Is it 18 GCC? If it is, it's in the same class as TSS shot. All right, so just a little bit of disambiguation right there around that topic. And it takes you a little while to figure out what it all means and what people are talking about and what the marketing means around all this stuff. But tungsten shot, the only thing that matters is what is the density and then what else is done to it, like copper plating. So at this point in the game, I personally feel like Boss has the best shell on the market because they've got the cheapest and it's copper plated. And the reason why they're able to offer it to you cheaper is because they are a direct-to-consumer company. You have to buy from them, from their website. They ship direct. You can't get it at any big box stores, Cabela's, Walmart, nothing. It's only directly from the company. So they're able to have slightly lower prices on the highest grade of ammunition because they don't have all that middleman stuff. And no, they're not paying me a penny to say any of this. So you need to be aware of all that. Now back to the cost part, the negative. Okay, $9 to $15 per trigger squeeze. $9 to $15 every time you pull the trigger. In a normal economy, it's more like $10. But I don't know that it's ever going to go back down, tell you the truth. Inflation and all that jazz, I don't know that it's ever going back down. But, you know, we'll just do an average here, say $12. $12 every time you pull the trigger. And even if you bought the $9, you're probably going to pay shipping, tax, whatever. So $12 every time you squeeze the trigger. That's $12 every trigger pull. That is a lot of money, okay? That's a lot of money. For the cost of two tungsten loads, I can get a box of 10 Winchester Longbeards. All right? For the cost of two tungsten loads, I can get 10 Winchester Longbeards, number fours, number fives, or number sixes. People like to ask, okay, well, which one's your favorite? Well, all things being equal, if I could just pick up any one right now and use it, I would probably use number fives, but you can't go wrong with any of them. I like number sixes. You've got more pattern density, but I like that number five gives you just a little bit more penetration. Number fours, you got even more penetration. You start losing pattern. Actually, I did a YouTube video. I'm just promoting the YouTube channel today, apparently. This was not my plan, but I did a YouTube video comparing the Winchester Longbeard XR number sixes against the number fours in the ballistics gel and in a pattern test. And the bottom line is that the number sixes give you 30% more penetration than the number fours. But the number, The number sixes give you 30% more pattern density than the number fours, but the number fours give you 30% more penetration than the number sixes. So it's an even trade. It's just a matter of which one do you want. So I tend to side towards the number fives, which comes right in the middle there, splits the difference. But 10 of those shots, Winchester Longbeard, which is the absolute best turkey load made out of lead on the market today. And again, they're not paying me to say this, but from all the testing I've done, everything I've seen, all the gel testing, all the pattern testing, nothing. There's not even a close rival. There's no close competitor in lead to the Winchester Longbeards. So is it worth two Boss shells or two tungsten shells for 10 Longbeards? Oh, that's tough, guys. That's tough. So you really need to figure out, okay, where is my budget? Where is my budget? If this is your first season hunting turkeys, I'm going to say you probably should not be buying tungsten shot. You need other things more. Other things are going to make more of a difference. Camo, a decent pair of boots. You need to buy a couple of calls. You probably need a shotgun. You need a decent turkey choke. You gotta figure out, okay, what am I gonna do? What are you gonna sit on when you get into the woods? You need everything. So to be dropping $50 for a box of five shots, or whatever the case may be, that's a lot of money. It's a lot. And then here's the biggest piece of all of it. Okay, I have reasoned it away that, okay, I'm going to shoot one or two shots a year at a turkey on average. Okay, one to two shots every season. So, okay, to pay $12 a shot, so that's $12 to $24 a year on turkey ammo. When I do the math like that, I think, you know what, that's not too bad. I can stomach that in the long term. But you got to test the ammo. So you got to try it at different ranges. You got to see, how does it do at 30 yards, at 20 yards, at 40 yards, at 50 yards. At least you should. You got to try it. You got to do some testing. You know, does it shoot high? Does it shoot low? Where do you have to aim? You know, how's it shooting your shotgun? You got to test it. So you're going to go through $50 probably just testing. And then you buy another box of $50. So you spent $100 now on ammo. Whereas one box of Winchester Longbeard would have been enough for testing and two or three seasons of turkey hunting if you're only shooting one to two shells a year. So, oh, yeah, it's tough. If it's your first season, I would say don't do it. Go with the lead shot. It's going to be better. It's going to do the job better. Per dollar. Now, if you've got all your turkey gear and you're hunting in situations where you get shots that are further than 40 yards, then I would say, you know what? It's not that bad to pay $12 to $24 a year for ammo. Per year now. That's not that bad. Of course, you got to sight it in, right? So you have a bigger upfront investment of ammo you're going to spend in order to do some testing and patterning and seeing how your gun handles it. But it's not that bad. But is the performance gains really worth it? All right, so comparing against the Winchester Longbeard now. Up to 40 yards. No. I don't think you're getting enough bang for your buck to use the tungsten at 40 yards and under. Beyond 40 yards, yes. Yes, it is worth it. Every one of us, especially if you're a newer hunter, you're probably not going to be able to get those turkeys in to 20 and 30 yards too often. You know, a lot of people who say, well, just get the birds in the 20 yards and use target loads. I believe in that. I preach that. But at the same time, those are masters talking, or people that just troll the internet forums. It could be either one. Be careful who you listen to. Those are people who are excellent at calling, masters of stealth. They've been hunting turkeys for decades. For them to get a bird in the 20 or 30 yards, to them, that's the game, right? Their whole goal is to get a turkey in the 20 yards. If they don't do it, they don't feel like they should even take the shot. Good for them. Most new turkey hunters, though, and by new, I'm just going to say 10 seasons or less, those are skill sets that are in development. All right, you're just, especially if you hunt public land and areas that it's hard to get a shot at a turkey, and you might, if you get one shot at a turkey every year for hunting 10 days, you know, that's a good season. I'm saying, hey, $12 to make sure you're able to get that bird, whether it's 40 or 45 or 50 yards, that's worth it. Assuming you've got all your other gear. Now, what about all the other turkey shells? Well, I've talked about this at length. I've done YouTube videos. I have done podcasts. You can head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, go to the turkey hunting section, look at the ammunition chunk of content there, all the different episodes. I've talked about this a lot, you know, the different options, what you can do, and all that. But today we're talking about tungsten. So, you know, the cost of this compared to your Winchester Longbeard is significant. So if you're a new hunter, brand new, no, you need to go cheaper ammo. You need to buy other stuff first. Once you've got your other stuff, if you have the money, I don't think it's a bad call, depending on where you hunt and how you hunt. Now, some people hunt public land in Iowa, where, you know, calling in a dozen gobblers in a day is no huge feat. In fact, it seems like 20 to 30 or 50% of the time you can do that and take your shot, take your pick. Okay, if you're hunting in a place like that, no, you don't need tungsten. There's no reason for it. All right. But if you're hunting public land in Pennsylvania and even see a turkey in a hunting season is a good season, well, I would put the tungsten loads in. I would do it, assuming I've got everything else worked out. Now, people ask all the time, what chokes? You know, what chokes should you use? Again, head to the YouTube channel. You can see the chokes that I've used and tested. For using the Winchester Longbeard, I think Carlson's Longbeard choke, which is the choke that they built for that ammunition, is probably one of, if not the best on the market. I have run that same choke with tungsten and had outstanding results. In fact, that's what's on my gun for hunting with tungsten this season. So, you know, that's really top of the line. 0.660 constriction on my Mossberg. You know, big fan of that. But, you know, it was the first turkey choke I ever bought, and to this day, probably the best. But, you know, if you're new to turkey hunting, you got to go the cheap route, because the ammunition is not the place that's going to give you the biggest results. And that's probably where I need to bring this thing and conclude with, is that the ammunition only matters so much. All right. We focus on it. We emphasize it. We overemphasize it. But it is not that big of a deal compared to everything else. The basics matter more. Being quiet, being a good caller, calling sparingly, being concealed, not moving, finding turkeys, setting up in a good location, having good woodsmanship. All of that is going to do more for bringing a turkey home with you than the ammo. Okay, doesn't matter if you're shooting solid gold ammo, all right, and you hunt in a place where there's no turkeys, it's not going to matter. If you can't get a turkey in close enough to see it or take a shot, it doesn't matter. So the other skills, the other techniques, the other equipment is worthy of more focus than the ammo. And if you're sitting there going, man, I just can't see how to spend $12 a shot for turkey ammo, then you're not someone who should be using turkey ammo or using tungsten ammo right now. All right, maybe a couple years from now, you'll be in a different position. You'll see it differently. Come back and listen to this episode again. But right now, no. If that's what you're, if that's your gut reaction, you ought not be using it, because that's telling me that budget-wise, equipment-wise, gear-wise, investment-wise, your priorities are in other places, and that's not wrong. You should go with that. You know, if you want to use cheap ammo and focus on other areas, you're probably going to do better by focusing on other areas than just by spending more money on ammo. So guys, I hope this is helpful. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. all the other episodes, links to the videos on the YouTube channel, and please head to iTunes. Would really appreciate it if you guys would leave a 5-star review with a comment, not for my ego, but to help the show grow and reach more people. Till next time, I appreciate you. God bless you, and go get them in the woods.